Okay, let's read Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. Amar Reish Lakish Arba Dvar Mosal Sandama Barosho Mischayev Benafsho. So this whole daf is about Shedim. Reish Lakish, but first we finish up the activities that make somebody susceptible to being hurt by Shedim, and therefore it's like taking his life into his own hands. Hanifna Ben Dekal Akosal, someone goes to the bathroom in a very narrow area between a palm tree and a wall. Va'over Ben Shnei Dekalim, someone who walks in between two palm trees. Ashosamayim Shulin, someone who drinks water that a katan borrowed out in the field, over al-mayim shvuchin, somebody passes over spilled water in a place that has lots of sorcery, or even in a place that doesn't have lots of sorcery, but the water never had dirt or saliva put into it. All of those things are very dangerous. Tad Rabbanan, shlosha ein ma'amtzin, ein me'matzin rather, v'lo mis'amtzin. Bryce identifies three things: a dog, a palm tree, and a woman, that a man shouldn't sandwich himself in between, or cause them to be sandwiched between him and somebody else. Other Tanaim say the same is true of a pig, others say a snake. Amoraim have suggested psukim to recite if somebody violates this advice as a way to sort of protect you by saying those psukim. In particular, having a nida walk between the men, if at the beginning of her cycle, it will cause the men to die, and if it's at the end of her cycle, they're going to get into a fight, unless they fix it by saying another pasuk. If a person notices two women on opposite sides of the road and they're facing each other, then it's probably the practicing kishuv, and he should take somebody else by the hand and walk through together with somebody else. If a man meets a woman when she's on the way out of the mikvah, whichever one has marital relations first, whether it be the man or the woman, is going to be possessed by a spirit of immorality unless they say a certain incantation to protect them. Then the Gemara moves on to discuss the danger of sleeping in different types of shade. When the pasuk says that a person walking in the valley of death will not be afraid because Hashem is with him, it refers to somebody who slept in the shade of a lone palm tree in a field that isn't covered in the shadow of any other palm tree, or a lone palm tree in a chatzar, even if the shade of another palm tree touches it, or the shade of the moon at the end of the month when the moon is in the east and its shade is in the west. Once we're discussing palm trees, the Gemara points out the dangers in going to the bathroom by the stump of a palm tree, leaning your head on the stump, and stepping over a fallen palm tree without putting his foot on the tree. The Gemara goes on to say there are five types of shade where demons can be found, particularly trees that have lots of branches or wood that can hurt a person. Rav Kahana would stay away from the shade of all trees just to be safe. The Gemara identifies the names of demons that are found in different places and the nature of certain demons in order to aid in writing an amulet that will protect you to ward off those demons. We also tell a few stories to illustrate how important that information can be. Then the daf concludes with examples of things that are dangerous to do because they can cause blindness, poverty, or anxiety. Amar of Yosef Hanitas Mili Yav Arvuna Linahora. Three activities can cause a person to go blind: somebody who combs his hair when it's dry, drinks from the last drips of a wine barrel, or puts on his shoes when his feet are wet. Then there are several things that make a person poor: hanging bread in a basket in midair in the house. Hanging meat is okay, fish is okay, but bread is a problem, and having bran or bread scraps in the house. Drinking water from plates can cause eye disease, but the following several activities can cause varying amounts of anxiety: eating cress, bloodletting, getting a haircut, cutting fingernails without washing one's hands afterwards, or putting your hands on your upper lip. Putting your hands on your forehead will make you look tired, or will make you actually be tired. So that's a basic chazar of Pesachim Daf Kuf Yud Aleph.